As each of us would look back over our lives, it's rather easy for us to mark out the critical turning points. Our first day at school, our first communion, confirmation, graduations, our first day at work, marriage, and the birth of our children. Now, each one of those turning points simultaneously is always a looking backward and a looking forward. The finishing of something that is old and the beginning of something that is new. At graduation from high school and college, we look back over the years with a certain sense of achievement. We have finished the educational journey that we embarked upon so long ago, and now we look forward, because after all, graduation is a commencement, the beginning of our life outside of school. We are grateful for all that we learned in school. We're nostalgic for what we now leave behind. And we also are eager for the newness of the occupational world. At the same time, we are uncertain about the risks and the dangers. Now, all of these turnpoint experiences are always times of reassessment, recalculation, reorientation of our life. They always represent the end of one phase of the life cycle, but at the same time, the very beginning of another. Now, when this happens, and in reality it's happening almost all of the time, we could rush aimlessly and mindlessly through these important transitional experiences. But if we are wise at all, we'll stop and think and reflect about what is happening. And we will really begin to analyze and plan for the future. Now, as we saw last week at the baptism of Jesus, it was a turning point in his life, a critical transitional interlude in a life cycle. Until that time, he had lived a very quiet life in the hill country of Galilee. It's quite unlikely that he was totally indistinguishable from his fellow townsfolk, because the compassion and the insight that he would show in the 3 years of public ministry certainly was reflected, at least a little bit, in his own village. Still, he was not so unusual that his new public appearance would fail to astonish the neighbors. What was he about to do? There's no doubt then that Jesus, being as human as we are, left his home in Nazareth with mixed emotions. It was home. The place where he had grown up, the place where his friends were and his family stayed behind. A turning away from Nazareth to go forth into the world was the same kind of personal wrenching experience for Jesus that it is any one for us. Whenever we leave home behind, we might be glad momentarily to shake the dust off the old neighborhood, but once we're gone, we become homesick. We miss the neighborhood of our birth. And so also Jesus, when he ventured forth out into the world all alone, remember that none of his family went with him, nor at least at that moment did any one of the village friends accompany him. Now today in the gospel, We see the transition for Jesus was now going to become a transition for the people who would decide to follow him. They would have to leave behind also their work and their background. Just as Jesus had left behind virtually everything that had been his life until now, so his disciples would also leave it behind. A band of people, each one of them taking up a new lifestyle. They come together to become a little band of followers. We can view our own personal transitional points in our life simply as physiological or historical phenomena. We grow up, we leave school finally, we get married, we have children, we grow old, we retire, and we die. It's all built into the system. Everyone goes through stages of that sort. A person could choose to be carried along through life, through all the transitional periods, in a kind of passive way. Or, on the other hand, we could do it in an active way by viewing all of these transitional points as a new calling. A 14-year-old is called to high school. A 20-year-old is called to the occupational world. The engaged couple is called to marriage. The new mother and father are called to parenthood. And eventually we are all called to old age and death. Now, these turning points in life are something besides events that we experience only in a passive way. They deserve a response. Jesus and his followers responded to the turning points vigorously and decisively. Jesus left Nazareth, was baptized by John. After a time of reflection, he set out firmly and directly went about his work. As we saw today, the first followers of Jesus experienced his call in a decisive kind of way. They did not hang around. They did not drift passively. They did not wait to see what else could turn up. They heard the call and they reacted. Now that means it applies to us too. We are able to go on through life in two different kinds of ways. We can drift aimlessly. We can hang around to see what turns up. We can play it cool. We can respond passively, fatalistically. Or we can accept whatever is involved in the call of a turning point in our life with a certain amount of enthusiasm, with determination, with courage, and above all, with renewed faith. We must remember that we no longer are 20. We're now 30. We've left youth behind. We're entering the middle years of life. Well, that's intended for tomorrow. Tonight we say, we're no longer 50. We're going into the mid-60s. We have left middle age behind. These are our sunset years. Theoretically, the best could yet be to come. It's all very well to lament the passing of youth or the middle age years of our life. But it's also wise to rejoice that finally all of those years of inexperience have passed by. And now, in our sunset years, we are able to enjoy all of the opportunities of maturity. So whether the turning point happens to be 20 or 30 or 60, human beings who are really brave will always shed a tear for the past, be it youth or middle age. But at the same time, we human beings should also be curious, eager to find out what the future might hold for us. We are able to lament Nazareth that we leave behind to such an extent that we simply pay no attention to the Jerusalem that is still in our future. Now, if that's the way we choose to live, we will miss all of the opportunities of the future. But it possibly means we've already missed the opportunities of the past, and that would be a pity. It's never too late to view life with a new kind of creativity and courage. We're always in transition from one stage to another, no matter how old or young we are. What is the particular transitional point now in our lives? Now. What are we leaving behind now? What are the new opportunities open for each of us now? What is our attitude? Is the emphasis we place continually on the past, on what is gone? Or do we always create a balance in life and consider the prospect of the future? What is it that is ahead for which we can plan with faith? With Samuel and with the disciples of Jesus, deep in our heart of faith, we respond, "Here I am, Lord. I have heard your call, and I will go wherever you lead me."
We invite all of you to sing, "You Are Near."